like a sunrise warming us up. Night drives cruising on the highway, spending all of my time kicking with you, honey, with you. Ooh, honey, with you. Oh, ooh. You know, it's been said that we are living in biblical times, and God is calling us to take a stand and to fight back against the evil forces that seek to kill, steal, and destroy, to kill us through plandemics, to steal our voices by taking away our First Amendment, our freedom of speech, and to destroy our family unit with a woke agenda of drag queen story time for kids, but not Kirk Cameron talking about Bible story time. And then there's new phrases like toxic masculinity. Call me old-fashioned, but I like the fact that my husband takes out the garbage and he can fix a light bulb and he's big and strong. And, you know, I like the fact that he protects our family. Evil is being exposed, and as more and more of us wake up and investigate what's really going on. 2.5 years ago, we were forced to stand six feet apart, and mom-and-pop businesses that couldn't afford to stay open during the lockdowns, they were closed. Schools closed. Churches closed. Pastors were arrested for having church services in parking lots. And even worse, senior citizens who were married for 50 or 60 years were forced to separate. And some shoved in COVID-positive nursing homes, strapped to their beds, left to die. But meanwhile, strip clubs and liquor stores were open. You know, many of us saw through this charade that there was actually an evil agenda, but we were banned for talking about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and having natural immunity. Section 564 of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act says the FDA can only grant emergency approval for a vaccine if there is no adequate, approved, or available alternatives. So we were told to trust the science, right? Now we know the science was wrong and the conspiracy theorists were right. The Energy Department has concluded that COVID-19 most likely came from a Chinese lab. Wait a minute. Was this the same lab that, starting in 2014, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, headed by our beloved Dr. Anthony Fauci, funded the Eco Health Alliance with annual grants through 2020 for understanding the risk of bat coronavirus emergence? Woody Harrelson made an interesting parallel to the COVID regime and drug cartels. Watch this.
So the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea, being forced to do drugs? I do that voluntarily all day long.
The Bible warns us to be wary of false prophets, as Matthew 24:24 says, "For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." So we have to continue to take a stand to prevent our God-given sovereignty and freedoms to be taken away from us. Have you ever heard of the saying, given an inch and they'll take a mile? Well, we allowed more than an inch these past 2 years, and they've gone 10 miles. So what can you do? Call your elected officials. Get involved in local politics. If we give one more millimeter, we are at risk of losing this country. Coming up on Faith and Freedom, we're going to cover these topics and so much more. The U.S. Energy Department is now admitting that the most likely origin story for COVID-19 is an accidental leak from a Chinese lab, not the wet market we were once told. The FBI concluded all the way back in October of 2021 that the virus probably came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, but the mainstream media still dismissed it as a conspiracy theory. And now, even though it's the Biden administration's own Department of Energy, his higher-ups are still refusing to get on board with the conclusion. Here's Director of National Defense John Kirby with his response. Take a look.
The president made trying to find the origins of COVID a priority right when he came into office. And he's got a whole of government effort designed to do that. There is not a consensus right now in the U.S. government about exactly how COVID started. There is just not an intelligence community consensus. And I would add that one of the things the president did was he's the one who tasked the national labs, which report up through the Department of Energy, to study this as well. So it wasn't just an effort that was confined to the intelligence community. That work is still ongoing.
No consensus, huh? Well, joining us live now to discuss, vaccine critic and osteopathic medical doctor, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Shemaine. It's a pleasure.
Your reaction to the fact that it's taking individual agencies this long to admit the origins of this virus that stalled the world for years now, and the White House still can't get behind it?
I think it should be criminal that most people in America really understand at this point in time. The evidence is irrefutable. It's been out for a long period of time. Our lawyers that have been working on this have been bringing forth all kinds of documentation. To me, if you can't see it or don't want to see it by now, it's because you've got something to cover up, something to hide, or maybe it's just the fact that people don't want to admit that they were wrong. But I think it's far time that the American people get told the truth and they get compensation for all of the injuries that have been caused by these COVID shots.
Yes. And do you think that Dr. Anthony Fauci, the Wuhan lab, or anyone else is ever going to admit causing the deaths of millions of people worldwide?
Causing the deaths, will they admit it? Not until their feet are literally held to the fire, until we are at a place of pure accountability where their feet are held to the fire. I don't think that they'll just come forth and say, oh, oops, sorry, I made a mistake. It's up to the American people and up to our Justice Department to keep the heat on until we get justice for what has been done to the American public.
Meanwhile, there's another virus being discussed on the global stage. What can you tell us about that?
They've been talking about Ebola for a long time now, and they've actually even got an Ebola vaccine that was FDA approved back in 2020, right before the whole COVID ran out. So they've been talking about Ebola. We went through the whole monkeypox thing, and now there is a resurgence of bird flu, H5N1, that was on the global stage in 2005. That was our first pandemic when they laid out a lot of things about these covered countermeasures. So we've been through bird flu before. We're seeing it again. We went through monkeypox, which turned out to be kind of a big farce. And now they're talking about Ebola. And we know that fenbendazole is a medication that can treat Ebola infections. And we also know that Ebola infections can be treated by vitamin C and ozone.
What about this Marburg, I've heard about that come up often, and that's related to Ebola. Is that what the new pandemic is supposed to include?
Well, Marburg is the family name of hemorrhagic viruses. Ebola is one of the viruses in that family of Marburg viruses. So it's a group of viruses they call hemorrhagic viruses that are part of the Marburg family, and Ebola is one of them.
And what are some of the symptoms? I mean, I think the biggest problem that we've had is that we don't want to instill fear in people. And so many people, I just drove by when I was driving here, a whole shopping center has closed down. It was discount stores. The whole thing was closed down during the pandemic, and it still has not reopened. So we don't want to instill fear, but do you know any of the symptoms that could come as a result of this new pandemic?
Well, the Marburg family of viruses cause what is called a hemorrhagic fever. So that means that when you get a fever, that you can bleed. And they've got stock photos that they have used for decades of people that have hemorrhagic fever, which means they have blood that's coming from their eyes, their nose. They have bleeding from their stool, bleeding in their urine. And I've said for a long time that all they need to do is pull out those stock photos of the people that were worst case scenario, that were the very, very sickest, and show those a few times on mainstream media and to terrorize the American public. I mean, if we were able to shut down the entire world with COVID, that was just a bad case of the flu, and the people start seeing this, they will be terrorized. That's why I say that there is a medication called fenbendazole, and there's also high-dose vitamin C and ozone types of therapies that can treat this virus so they don't have to be afraid. I think that people need to turn off their mainstream media. They need to turn off CNN, MSNBC. Yes. They need to get their news from important, reliable sources that will tell them the truth about what's going on and leave their fear at home. You know, the Bible says more than 300 times, fear not. And I've said multiple times, if God's bothered to repeat himself that many times, it must be important. So we really need to embrace the fear not and embrace our faith so that we don't want to turn to a pharmaceutical product to keep us from getting sick.
I don't know if you know anything about my history, but my home that was once featured on MTV Cribs was contaminated with toxic mold. Between the walls, we never saw anything. I just kept getting sicker and sicker, and no doctors could help me. I went to dozens of every type of doctor, from an iridologist to everything else, and nobody could help me. So I had to become my own investigative sleuth to heal myself and my family. And I think that's why when I started seeing some of these symptoms about the pandemic and take this vaccine, I had to totally adjust my lifestyle to start eliminating chemicals from my diet. I mean, I think it's within balance. I like a cupcake now and then, but mostly I eat natural foods. What would you recommend to other people who just want to be healthy and happy? What's your best advice?
Well, the best thing is diet, like you've already figured out. You know, I think we need to avoid white sugar, white flour. I mean, if you're going to go into the kitchen and the ingredients are going to be white sugar and white flour, you need to avoid that. White sugar, white flour, white homogenized cow's milk, and white rice are the things that we call, in our practice here in Cleveland, Ohio, that we call the great whites that we need to avoid because they are empty calories and no nutritional value. We also like to advocate for people to eat the rainbow, meaning that you should choose your fruits and vegetables from the colors of the rainbow, of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, like eggplants and blueberries and things like that, because each one of those types of foods have different xanthines and different types of minerals and chemicals in it that are really holistic and good for you. I think that those, and I really like what the American Academy of Lifestyle Medicine says about how to eat. They say eat real food. Things they hand you out a window or hand you out in a bag is not real food. Eat mostly fruits and vegetables. No. Eat as much organic as you can afford. Eat really good, whole, clean meat. And don't eat so much. Drink plenty of water. Get as much sleep as your body actually requires, because some people need more sleep than others. And get your spirituality right, because when you got your life right with God, everything else just falls into place.
Absolutely. I always say eat closer to the hoof, the ground, or the tree. The more you process foods, the less nutrients you get in it. And I do think that spirituality, and as you brought up, fear is a big part. I mean, fear causes stress and anxiety, and that elevates so many different systems in our body, the inflammation, and that causes heart disease and so many other things. And We do have a pandemic in this country that nobody is talking about, and that's obesity and overweight. Two-thirds of our population are overweight. And I want to start out by saying, look, when I was in high school and in college, I was 30 pounds heavier than I am now. So I understand what it's like, but you're right. We've got to stop getting our meals in the drive-thru. And we've got to start preparing our own meals, growing our own food. And I don't know if you know this about me. I'm a hunter. I'm a bow hunter. So
very cool.
We eat pure, lean venison. Yeah.
Very cool. I grew up in the country. I grew up in Ohio, and my dad's side of the family were all big hunters, and so we grew up on wild game too, whether it be frogs, you know, frog legs that you caught in the pond, or fish, or deer. I mean, it was really, really good. So you're right, it's really good things. I do want to add one additional thing that I think is really important, and it goes along with what you said about obesity, and that is vitamin D. D as in dog, vitamin D levels. Vitamin D level should be somewhere between 80 and 100. And if your vitamin D level is 30 or less, it's virtually impossible for you to lose weight. So if people are struggling with weight and struggling with obesity, and they try to eat right, they try to exercise, and it's just not happening, please be sure to get your vitamin D as in David, D as in dog, vitamin D level checked. And it should be somewhere around 80. And that may change a lot of things in your life if you just get that one nutrient up where it belongs.
I agree. I think that's what got me banned on Twitter, because I was talking about having natural immunity and going out and getting vitamin D, good old-fashioned vitamin D from the sun, but also taking supplements and exercise. I think that's important too.
Yeah, exercise just gets everything moving. You know, it's like we were born to be moving. Yeah. I mean, if you go backwards in time, you know, back to when we were hunter-gatherers, I mean, we didn't sit around and sit in front of a computer and sit under fluorescent lights all day long. I mean, we were outside and gathering all of our fruits and vegetables and doing all of those things. And, you know, things are in balance. Things are different now, but it still is really important to exercise and to move. And I always like to talk a little bit about sleep. Like I mentioned, you get as much as your body requires. There is things in sleep medicine that's actually called long-cycled sleepers and short-cycled sleepers. And some people really do well on 4 or 5 hours of sleep at night. Some people really need 8 to 10. So it's important for you to know how much sleep you need to get on a regular basis in order to feel well, and go by that rule, not just by the standard 8 hours a night.
Yes, great information. Doctor, thank you so much for joining me. God bless, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure.
Awesome. Well, that's all we have for today, everyone. Thanks for watching Faith and Freedom. Let us know what you think, what topics you'd like us to cover, and leave feedback on Truth Social, because now I'm banned on Getter too. I don't know why. People keep asking. But you can find me on Truth Social at Shemaine. You can sometimes find me dancing on Instagram Reels and on Facebook Lives as well. Mark your calendar, share this show. I'll be here every Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern. I hope you will too. As Esther 4:14 says, perhaps you were born for such a time as this. God bless.